Public Protector Busisiwe Mkhubane's days in office could be numbered. Parliament's Justice Committee has given the go-ahead to begin the process for her removal. The Rules Committee will begin drafting the process of removing a Chapter 9 institution head, as it's never been done before. And Lawson Naidu from the Council for the Advancement of the SA Constitution joins us on the line now for more insight behind how long something like this could take and what the implications could be for that office moving forward. Thanks so much, Lawson, for joining us on the line this evening. So as I say, we've had Parliament's Justice Committee give the green light to begin the process of what would be the Public Protector's removal. But with Parliament without an exact mechanism for that removal, let's start right at the top. How does this all work?
Well, thank you very much. A range of civil society organizations, including CASAC, Corruption Watch, Freedom Under Law, the Helen Suzman Foundation, the Right to Know campaign, and others, made a submission to the Justice Committee yesterday suggesting that they could proceed with an inquiry into the fitness of Advocate Mkhubane to be removed from office without necessarily having to change or create rules in Parliament to do so. Mm-hmm. The committee today, however, decided to take a more cautious approach and agreed to refer the matter to the Rules Committee to put appropriate rules in place. Essentially, I think the committee want to make sure that any process that they follow would not be subject to legal challenge afterward. So they really want to make sure that they do the right thing in the right way.
Yeah. Being put on the table in terms of rationale, Lawson, I mean, you've got to see the merit, right, in that the caution is warranted, given that already Mkhubane has threatened to take Parliament to court if it continued with its inquiry. She's also threatened to take Speaker Modise's unwillingness to assist her to the courts as well. And these tussles have been happening for the longest while, potentially throwing many spanners into the works here.
Well, indeed, and I think that's why the committee has taken the approach it has. Although I do think that it is not appropriate for the public protector to be threatening Parliament in this way. Parliament is, after all, the institution to which the public protector accounts. She is responsible and accountable to them, and needs to show due respect to the institution of Parliament, which I think she has failed to do. Mm-hmm. Having said that, I do think that Parliament is taking a cautious and a necessary approach at this point in time. And we certainly hope that the question of the rules for an inquiry of this nature can be completed in a relatively short space of time. It needn't take a long time. It's a set of rules to deal with the responsibility that the committee has in terms of the Constitution. And it really is really about following due process and making sure that all the evidence is presented to the committee, that Advocate Mkhubane has an opportunity to respond to those allegations, and then for the committee to deliberate and make a decision.
Yeah. Taking a look at that timeline, you say that there's no need for this to be a prolonged process. So what kind of estimated timeline are you pegging at this stage?
Well, we believe that this is something that should take no longer than a few weeks. We know from last week's program committee at Parliament that the DA Chief Whip, John Steenhuisen, has said that they've already started preparing some draft rules that can be tabled to the Rules Committee. So given that work has already started, we would imagine that it ought not to be a long and complex or drawn-out process and should be done, as I say, within a few weeks, which will then enable the Justice Committee, once those rules have been approved, to commence with its inquiry and to determine whether the public protector Advocate Mkhubane has either committed misconduct, is incompetent, mm-hmm. or lacks the capacity to continue in office.
Of course, when it comes to the rules that are being put in place to look at the process of removing a Chapter 9 boss, Lawson, what would be the top criteria or the top rules on those on that list?
Well, I think the criteria is already set out. It's misconduct, incapacity, or incompetence. What needs to be fleshed out by the Rules Committee now is the process to be followed by the committee in coming to that determination. Now, Parliament has precedent in this regard. There were the inquiries into Eskom that were conducted in 2017, the inquiry into the SABC board that was done roughly the same time. So it is not without precedent in Parliament. It's really just a question of spelling out things that have already been done.
Okay. You mentioned that the public protector will also be given the opportunity to make representations. How rife is the risk of, the public protector dragging her feet on that and, this extending that timeline more than it needs to be?
Well, again, this is an issue that will need to be determined in the rules and the timeframes that the committee sets, because, the parliament cannot be allow itself to be held hostage to a recalcitrant incumbent of a head of a Chapter 9 institution. And, Parliament is required in terms of the Constitution to discharge its functions diligently. And this, therefore, cannot become a long, drawn-out matter. Advocate Nkubani must be given the right to make representations, either in writing or orally. Mm-hmm. But once that is done, the committee must be left to get on with its work.
Absolutely, especially where you've got the integrity of the Public Protector's Office standing at risk and it needing to get on with its work as well, Lawson. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. Lawson Naidoo is with the Council for the Advancement of the South African Constitution.